Hi, welcome to Vision Destiny 2018. I'm sharing some revelation that God gave in 2017 for my journals, just sharing some of the things God said, some of my encounters, which I believe are relevant for today, 2018. I don't understand everything God said. I don't understand all of my encounters, but I believe that I resonate with them. I know my spirit's drawn and connected. So I'd encourage you to do the same. You know, if you don't understand, park it. If you're drawn to it, meditate and engage it for yourself. So what's the application for me? What's the application for the church here, for the wider church? I'm sharing it so that people can engage and find that for themselves. The foundation of this all is love. My relationship with God has taken me deeper and deeper over the last few years. Deeper into love, deeper into therefore knowing who God is and unveiling the truth of that through my experience and encounters with him. So to live loved is to rediscover my true identity as a son in relationship with a loving Heavenly Father. Agape love leads me to rest and remember his image and likeness redeemed in me. So he wants all of us to know who we are in him. And then that moves us to love living. To express the joy of life from the place of rest, to engage creation in sonship, to live loving, to express the peace found in relationship as a son in, through, and to everything to bring restoration. So God wants us to come into such a deep relationship that it changes how we relate to others, how we relate to creation itself, because we start reflecting and demonstrating the love of God. I had engagement on Wisdom's Heights. Wisdom's Heights is in the realms of the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. And in that place, wisdom is calling to the sons of men to come. There are pillars of wisdom there, which you can engage in. There are doors, there are pathways. There's access to what was. It's an amazing place. If you need help with legislation, government, what to do, how to be governmental as a son, then wisdom is key. Seven spirits of God are involved in bringing us into the revelation of our identity as sons. So I was engaging Wisdom's Heights, and I was asking for revelation of how to set God's children free from the bondage of the veils of deception covering their minds in the lies of the pathway of the tree that Adam led mankind down. And this whole year for me, 2017, was a year where I went deeper into the understanding of who God is, and therefore all the things that we think God is and he isn't, and all the unveiling of that sort of began to be unveiled as I pursued deeper and deeper into love. And so wisdom said, come to the court of judges. They are like the Supreme Court that decides the validity of actions that can be administrated in the other courts. So I went, and I stood before the judges as an ambassador for the Joshua generation. I presented my plea for mercy, and I asked that extreme measures be authorized, because I'm really concerned that this, what's happening, isn't happening as fast as it could, and therefore I want to see more and more people come into their roles as sons, come out of the wilderness of men, and come into the promised land of living beyond the veil and living in heaven and being seated in heavenly places. I present the evidence of the wilderness and the valley of decision. So I present what I'm seeing out there, that people are wandering around the wilderness under the coverings of men, not really being able to access the realms of heaven and their true identity. And those who are actually drawn out, who have maybe come out from under the covers of men, but they're still deciding what to do, where to go. So I present the evidence of the lack of readiness for the harvest and the lack of the new order, ecclesia, and embassies of heaven. There aren't enough people establishing the right foundations with blueprints from heaven to establish heaven on earth and begin to outwork that, to expand their tent pegs, to extend the kingdom, to see the kingdom of God fill the earth. There are not enough. So I present that as evidence. I ask for the authority to present my case before the 70 and to establish new legislation and use existing legislation more effectively. We hereby grant your plea for mercy and authorize you to increase the intensity of action. That was the verdict. So when the 70 meet for mercy, you may present your plea before them. Now this is, it goes from judgment, justice, grace, and mercy, and then rest. So later on in the year, I'm going to go and present this before the court of 70. I receive a scroll with a mandate for extreme measures. A call, and this is then from this mandate, this stirs me to action. So I start to call things forth. I call for disruptions to the affairs of men within the religious systems. I call for legions of messengers, the truth and light bearers, to infiltrate the covering systems. I call for love bombs of heaven to be released upon the revolutionaries to explode within the minds of the discontented. There are people out there who are pushing the boundaries, who know there's more than this, know that they cannot be content within the religious systems, the control systems, that they are limited, they're being restricted, and they're flexing their muscles, if you like, to try and free themselves and extricate themselves from this bondage. And so I want God's love to touch those people and really demonstrate the truth of who he is and who they are. I call for the next wave of foreigners to be targeted with mindquakes, with extreme prejudice. I call for the love, the essence of the precepts of God to explode in the experience of those wavering between two opinions. I call for visions, dreams, open heaven encounters to propel the next wave beyond the veil. I call for the gathering angels to be released to remove the stumbling blocks and hindrances from the next wave of foreigners. I release the blue light into the wilderness and the valley of decision to carry the frequency of revolution to apprehend the next wave. I call for the blueprints for the foundations of the new order ecclesia who will become embassies of heaven to be made ready. Son, I am that I am in unveiled truth to open the eyes of the blind, so that they can be the mirror image of my desire and heart as sons of the living God. I am Father, Son, and Spirit, the author and the completer of all that was, is, and will be good expressed in love. Love that is stronger than death, where all that is unseen will become visible once again. Love that has overcome sin, death, and separation with an inclusiveness that will not relent or fail to accomplish all that has been proposed for relationship to be fulfilled. Son, what I am about to show you is for your eyes only now. That was then. Now I have permission to share, although I am saying I don't fully understand what all this means, but I'm going to share it with you. Walk with me. And sit with me, look at the world through this time-space continuum. See how it had become disconnected, attached only by the quantum field. Now, this is sort of talking about how things are interacting and realms are interacting at a level you can't see, but I'm looking in a place seated so that I can see. And I'm seeing this creatively, knowing what I'm seeing in a sense, but without fully understanding all the implications. Son, see is the first estate, birthed in love's fresh hope, the fruit of the deepest desire of my heart. Fallen so far, and yet in hope, waiting expectantly for the seed to fall into the ground and die to release its life into the very earth. Son, feel my heart and its desire for restoration. That heart cry is what you have been drawn to engage. Feel the desire for sons to arise out of the fallen seed as it springs forth with fruitfulness from the earth that swallowed it up. Son, the rising up of sons restored to their first estate positions will become key to wonders that are about to unfold. The heritage of the earth that has been increasing in number until the fullness of time has come will be unleashed as a storm. Now, what that means is all those who have gone before and have physically died, who should be our heritage, are trapped within figuratively the earth, which is a representation of Sheol, which is a representation of the fire of God's presence and love. And God's desire is to release them so they become part of the great cloud of witnesses, and it will unleash a storm cloud of activity from those within the court of the upright in the realms of heaven. Son, what do you see? Father, I see a dark cloud about to cover the earth, like a plague of locusts, the very army of Joel. The darkness before the breaking of the dawn, like the culmination of justice, where the prison of the depths will be devastated by the bold and courageous who have been touched by God's, by love's passion. So we are called to go and preach the good news to our generational line and release the heritage of that generational line to it come by accepting Jesus as Lord, to come into a relationship with him and begin to be equipped in as those that become a part of the cloud of witnesses, but with a very specific purpose, it seems. I see the plundering of the depths by love's army, whose eyes have been restored to see the truth of who I am and who they are. I see the rising of unrestricted warriors, free from the religious doctrinal chains that has blinded them from their own destiny and from the true power of love. The love that would climb every mountain, that would run through the hottest desert, that would brave the deepest, darkest depths, that would walk every path through the fire and rain to restore relationship. I see the firewalkers, those who have been willing to embrace the altar and carry its impressions on their being. I see them gathering, coming out of the wilderness that has held them captive for so long, to face the fiery sword of judgment that all must go through to be restored to the thrones of the realms of heaven. I see the consuming fire of love overcoming all in its path, and those who have been touched by fire coming out of the crucibles to willingly go into flames with the marks of the coals on their hearts, proclaiming freedom to captives, to release the prisoners within with a passion stronger than death. I see the storm clouds gathering to blanket the earth as the restored cloud of witnesses, those who have been refined by unrelenting fire of love. Son, behold, I will come on a white horse with fire in my eyes and a sword in my mouth to loose the bonds of wickedness, to let the oppressed go free. Son, you are co-included in everything by design, and all that was lost has now been restored in your redeemed innocence. And this is not God talking to me, this is God talking to mankind. I have co-included you in the death, burial, and resurrection and ascension of Jesus, who is the first fruits of abundant life, and you have been sealed and guaranteed by my Spirit for your full inheritance in relationship restored. Son, breathe deeply, expand your capacity, be filled with the essence of life itself, and exhale that love to release a creative expression of heaven's living letters to the reality you choose that reflects my heart. Son, explore and experience all that you're included in as my son. Inclusion is your inheritance. The fullness of your image and design was to be within the circle of the great dance. Son, mankind, made up of every one of my children, is always destined to be included. There was never even a fleeting thought of exclusion. It is never my decision to be separated, but yours. Mankind in Adam chose independence, but I never left you. It was only in your fallen mindsets that you were not in me. I never stopped loving you all, and I never turned away from you, and I always had your plan prepared to redeem your fallen minds and restore all things. Son, embrace the fullness of your restored image as you look into my face and see the love that is in my eyes for the whole of creation. I call for the return of the prodigals who have been stolen and robbed from us. I release the angelic legions to gather and return those destined to be with us. I release the sound of freedom into the atmosphere to reverberate and announce amnesty. I call for the restoration of broken relationships and broken dreams. I call for intrusions of dreams and visions and encounters to turn the hearts of independent children back to their father. I release the lightning bolts of heaven to penetrate the coverings of guilt, shame, and condemnation. I release the love bombs of heaven to capture the hearts of those who have lost their identity. I call for the return of those living stones that are needed to complete the house. I choose the reality where all return from the wilderness into the freedom fold. I call for the mountains to come down and the valleys to be lifted up, and the crooked paths to be made straight, and the rough paths become smooth, that all obstacles and barriers be removed. I call for all offences to be removed and all broken hearts and relationships to be restored. I call for the multitudes who have left to return home and find their places as living stones within our blueprint design. Father, my desire is to see the fulfillment of the restoration of all things. Can you unveil the truth concerning just how far that goes? Son, deep is calling to deep. So there are facets that are beyond where you have been. But now deconstruction is progressing, so you can fully embrace your ability to participate more fully. As you are beginning to look into one facet of my grace and mercy towards all that I have created, you will begin to go deeper and see that each facet has many layers of truth that will be revealed. Son, the eyes of your consciousness are about to be unveiled, to go beyond, to discover the fullness of my ability to love, reconcile and restore all things that I've created. But you will have to facilitate the restoration, or not, of what you have created as mankind. Son, I created time and space within myself, but you are responsible for what has transpired within it. The groan of creation requires sons to respond to it. I have given you the best example of sonship to disciple you, but it is still your responsibility to be. Sons must arise and take their places and be seated to rest, in rest, to rule in righteousness. Son, I am calling for the sons to arise to relationship and responsibility, to respond to creation's groan. Son, all will respond to mature sons seated, enthroned, living, loved, and loving, living. So creation will respond to us when we begin to mature, when we begin to take responsibility, when we begin to feel the heart of God's love, when we begin to realize who we are and what we've been called to do. Son, live. Love is the only force enough to overcome and restore. Be loved and express love, and let love alone be the motivation of all your desire. Only love has the power to forgive and restore. My love and your love together in mystic union will overcome and restore the macro and the micro into perfect harmony. Son, creation is the object of my affection, and mankind is the pinnacle of creation. Walk with wisdom to see the aligning of the wheels within wheels to prepare for what was, is, and is to come, to become one unified expression of peace. Son, set the fractal patterns and see the pedal front, and you will see my heart and my mind in unified creative order. Son, the circles of the deep within the deep must be aligned. That is why there are 12 ambassadors that represent the 12 ages of created order. Now, I really don't understand what that is yet, but I'm pursuing it. Son, call to them to prepare for the shift that is coming that will fracture space-time continuums to then unify all things in one. Son, who will sum up and be all in all? The dimensions, boundaries must be removed and the gates opened for full restoration to be accomplished. There can be no barriers or boundaries. Everything must become all in all. Son, what do you see? I see the crumbling of the world's DIY systems in the shaking and the fire of heaven's sword of judgment. Son, what you see is not my doing, but is the consequence of independence and entropy. I will bring good out of all these things associated with the DIY tree, but the timescales and the dimensions are according to the willingness of people to surrender their right to rule, to relationship and love. Son, administrate the fall and rise of the old and the new, to minimize the destruction by creating a crucible for transformation where the fire operates as a catalyst. Mobilize the legislation groups to begin preparations for change by legislating the changes in seasons and conditions necessary to provoke the pursuit of new answers found only in the truth. The targets can range from key people to governments and institutions where heat will increase to create the conditions for changes to take place. direct fire will only be necessary where stubborn independence continues to resist the light of truth and remain operating in darkness. The light must shine for my people, which is why the Joshua generation must take a stand on true holy ground to become kinsmen redeemers for those bound in the wilderness. Prepare for the awl to bore into the ears on the gateposts of wisdom's heights to set apart foreigners willing to pay the cost. God is looking for people to volunteer to go to a whole new level. And as a sign of that, to surrender and be willing for whatever it is in preparation to come forth in terms of sonship. Son, declare war on independence within the hearts and minds of those who will refuse to be renewed to the new relationship free from religion's doctrinal chains. The truth of the scandals of the old systems that are the pillars keeping the temples in place. There are temples built on the mountains of men in the kingdom of God region of the heavenly realms that are kept keeping places of worship where man have worshipped the old ways, and there are occupied by enemy forces usurping authority. And we need to see those pillars removed. We need to see, like Samson engaged in Dagon's temple and pushed back the pillars to see the temple collapse. God is calling for people to embrace this, to see those things collapse. The religious law-based mindsets that reduce me to the distant, angry deity must be deconstructed to enable my children to see me and themselves in the light of truth. Son, the pen is a mighty sword that you must continue to use in all its mediums to reveal the truth of the war for minds that is going on. Son, go from searchlight to laser pen. Focus your intensity on what is written to the new versus old series. This is last year, God really intensified my desire to engage what is new and to reveal what is old so we can embrace the new. The old does not have to collapse. It can be dismantled, and you can have been given the task to shake the foundations of the old to create voluntary deconstruction. Son, I am far more than you can imagine or think. That is why I am constantly expanding your mind and your consciousness. Deep is continually calling to deep to restore your experience of me to your conscious mind. Son, all your encounters are designed to restore relationship with me, to reveal who you really are and truly are as a son. Following your own path has distorted how you see me and therefore distorted how you see yourself. I am deconstructing this distorted image that DIY religion has constructed through the false doctrines and idolatry. All religion worships the good of its own making, constructed from the lies and illusions of fear. I am that I am is pure love in action, pure light displayed, pure spirit, unconnected to any image or idol of human design. Son, don't hold back from expressing the fullness of the overflowing, lavish abundance of my love that you have just begun to taste and see as good. And boy, is it good. The drops of revelation that have splashed onto you from above are the forerunners' foretaste of the torrent that will cascade over you beyond the most powerful waterfall. Son, let me drench you with love's flood. Be immersed, soaked, and filled to overflowing with who I am. I am that I am, so that you can be who you are as fully mature son of the Most High, the living God, Father, Son, and Spirit. I stand under the waterfall. So I went into the Father's garden, and this isn't the waterfall that's flowing in the river of life. When you come through the gateway of first love, this is the waterfall that's cascading down in the Father's garden. I stood under it. And as I was standing under it, it was like the full representation of the inexhaustible supply of the Father's heart deep to deep. I was overwhelmed. Love, unlimited and limitless, a never-ending flow of life in its fullness and effulgence. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my love, would die to reveal the truth to me? Overwhelmed, undone, yet totally inspired by love's degree. Father, your love for me in all its glorious, resplendent height, depth, length, breadth, multidimensional, beyond time and space, unbounded and limited, is your love for your son and all your sons. Love that is stronger than death and the grave, burning with passion and desire that will not relent until it's known by all. The love I see in your eyes hanging there on that cross for all mankind. your eyes the window into the depths of your heart of love, fully expressed, fully manifested, fully realized in you, dying my death, hanging there, unlimited by the constraints of time or space, unveiling and fully revealing your divine nature for all to see, for all to embrace on the earth, in the heavens and under the earth. Your love prevails, victorious, removing every veil, overcoming every distortion, obstacle, argument, lie, and deception. That was a powerful encounter where I began to be taken into love at a whole different expression. My words are feeble to be able to describe what I was really experiencing, but it was beyond and took me deeper and deeper and deeper and drew me deeper and deeper and deeper. And I will share a little bit later another encounter I had under the same waterfall that expanded that understanding and experience of love even further. And then I began to go into a place of rest. I felt drawn to lie down in green pastures with the shepherd of my soul, and I began to rest in that love. When you have an experience and encounter of that, it can motivate you to action, but it also can motivate you to, I have to rest in this, I have to absorb this, I have to let this affect and change my whole way of thinking, my whole way of being, my whole way of doing everything. A love that knows no boundaries, that will stop at no obstacles, a love stronger than even death, which is now no barrier. I began to muse and to meditate and allow that love experience begin to flow through my mind, begin to bring cognitive revelation to the fore, begin to release what my spirit had received, what the intensity of that had done in my heart, to unveil it. I find rest for my soul as I rest in what my shepherd has already accomplished for me. And my soul finds restoration, is outworked in union as a consequence of intimacy. Just being in him, being in that place of rest, begins to change me. Closer I get, the deeper my knowledge through experience becomes, and the more I change and I'm transformed into the truth that I rest in. You have to rest in truth for it to transform you. My whole being rests in the peace of the mystic union of shepherd and sheep, yoked together in oneness. My mind being renewed by truth in this union of minds, becoming one mind with the mind of Christ. My consciousness cleansed by the washing of the living water of the living word who whispers gently to me. My imagination purified by the truth of my identity, free from its limitations and restrictions, activated to the endless possibilities that my consciousness now envisaged. My reasonings, and this is really looking at the gateways of my soul, and the gateways of my soul, which had been cleansed, which I'd looked at dealing with from my behavioral perspective, were now engaging at a level of intimacy with God, which again challenged each of those soul senses, soul abilities, if you like, gateways, to be flowing with a whole different level of revelatory flow and intimacy. My reasonings filled with unfettered, undistorted thoughts flowing from the conversations of heart-to-heart cardiogenosis, facilitated by emotions healed and restored by love's passion and desire. A will surrendered in abandonment to the ideas flowing from the union of co-heirship, where heart and purposes mingle beyond time and space, free from linearity and awash with redemptive zeal. My choices inspired by the cosmic potential possibilities of creation's restoration to completeness, wholeness, through perfected sonship. I am that I am in intimacy's embrace. I am my beloved's and he is mine, joy overflowing in the dance of rest, where I am in my garden, on my dance floor, in the soaking room, in the bridal chamber, held, embraced tightly, securely, safe in the arms of love. I went deeper into all those places during this time. I see beyond, stretching out, unfurling, unraveling from my place of pure rest. What was infiltrating imperceptibly through what is to establish what will be. timelines reconnecting, merging into restored streams of consciousness, the force of love's desire overwhelming the linear barriers of history like a tsunami or sandstorm of inevitability. The victory of the cross casting its shadow through all time and space, announcing freedom and emancipation from all fallen realities. I stood under the waterfall again. Now this was another encounter the same night I did with a group of people, and I shared what I'd experienced under the waterfall in the morning, and I just encouraged us to step back in. So I stood under that waterfall in the Father's garden with the colors of the rainbow cascading down with all variations, hues, tones, shades of color, each representing a manifold facet of multicolored grace and love from every tongue, tribe, nation, color, family, the lost, the lonely, the hurting, the sick, everyone, the rejected, the rejectors, the abused and the abusers, the victims and the perpetrators of every sin ever done in the name of the DIY tree. The immense power of God's love and grace flowing from his heart and from his throne, released in its fullness from the cross, encompassing everyone, past, present, and future. And this is what I felt. As this multicolored love was cascading down over me, I felt so connected to the victims of abuse and people who had been rejected and so badly treated. And I felt the love that God had for them and God's desire to release them from the burden of the pain and the hurt and the fragmentation and the fracturedness of their soul. And then I felt the same love for the abuser as for the abused. And I struggled in my mind to accept that that could be valid. But then I'm standing under the full force of God's love, realizing that this whole dimension, you know, the victims and how God loves them and how God loves the perpetrators, the victimized, with an equal love, and the rejected and those who are rejecting, and how God loves them with an equal love, and how he loves every tribe, tongue, and nation. I mean, this was just such an amazing, overwhelming sense of God's love that transcended the barriers of time and space. I felt the exhilarating dimensions of this love, the extremities that God will go to reach everyone, the individual uniqueness of every color that was represented there, and all of the things those colors meant, the empowerment to share this good news with each person, that God is passionately in love with them and has done everything necessary to restore them to wholeness. There is nothing and no one who is outside the reach and the scope and the power of his love, grace and mercy. Amazing love. How can it be? Can it be? And this was just so mind expanding, emotions expanding. Can such an amazing love be? Yes. Jesus died, was buried, resurrected, and ascended for me, for the whole of the cosmos that he created and sustains in that love. It is amazing. It's beyond our human understanding and perception, but not beyond what our spirit has lived in and wants to be restored back to. This is God. This is the nature of God. Philippians 1:9. It is my desire for each of you, with that realization of God's love's completeness in you, will increasingly burst through all the boundaries, that every sphere of your relationship with others will be greatly impacted by your intimate acquaintance with love. That's Philippians 1:9 in the Mirror Bible. It is my desire for each of you that the realization of love's completeness in you will increasingly burst through all barriers, all boundaries, and that every sphere of your relationship with others will be greatly impacted by your intimate acquaintance with love. We need an intimate acquaintance with love. We need those love encounters. We need to go deeper. The word agape is a compound word from which means to lead as a shepherd leads his sheep, and that which means rest. So this is how a shepherd and love leads me into his rest, into the full realization of his finished work. Agape in Psalm 23 is one word. By the waters of reflection, my soul remembers who I am. Isn't that wonderful? That when we lie down in green pastures by quiet waters, the reflection of the river of life, my soul can remember who I am. My spirit can unveil the truth of who I was before I was and reveal those vast sum of God's thoughts about us. This is a description of an ecclesia, fully living loved, loving living, and living loving. That a passage in Philippians is, if we were to live like that in relationship one another, the world would truly know what love is. Demonstrating that love to the world in desperate need of its manifold manifestation. That is our responsibility as living stones, to live loved, to love living and live loving in fellowship with one another. Son, let this be your passion, the driving force and desire of your life. Live loved in me, in the full power of resurrection life, a new creation restored to redeemed innocence, a full reflection of your sonship mirrored in me. Sun, arise and shine, take your positions in the heavenly realms and bring heaven to earth with a full manifestation of my kingdom. It is time for my people to radiate their glory in all the splendor and majesty of sonship that will bring about the restoration of all things. On August the 8th, 1975, there was a prophetic word that went forth from a prophet called Bob Jones for a billionfold harvest. And the whole generation that followed failed to prepare the storehouses and the mentors, failed to be equipped like Joshua and Caleb to receive and mentor the harvest. And the focus was mainly on youth and not mentors. Sadly, that generation has ended. The world picked up the call, but as usual, the church missed it, building ministries in the wilderness of prophetic and apostolic dependencies and coverings rather than equipping the saints to hear God for themselves. 2015, on August the 8th, which was a triple eight, 888, 40 years had passed, and now a new generation was being released. This wasn't about old, this wasn't about age and youth, this was about a united generation. Those that crossed over into the promised land, into their inheritance, were 0 to 59, and Joshua and Caleb were in their 80s, so there was no barrier to relationship. The mantle had passed from Moses' generation, who died in the wilderness, to the Joshua generation, who were forerunners and crossed over into the promised land. This is where we are. We're 3 years into this new generation. Are we doing the same thing? Are we missing the point? Or are we embracing the Joshua generation perception? Are we embracing the reality of our call to be mentors for the next generation, to reach the harvest, to be ready to receive the harvest, to establish ecclesias on earth as it is in heaven, to establish embassies of heaven on the earth, to begin to see people come out of darkness into light? Have we listened? Have we responded to that same call that went out in 1997 that was then relaunched in 2015 on the 8th of August? The government of new beginnings, 888. Have we embraced it, or are we allowing another generation to pass without responding? The focus on the Joshua generation, its call to cross over from the wilderness to the promised land. That is our focus. To compare the Moses generation's mediatorial hierarchical government as a plumb line to what is new. Not everything that says it's new is new. Just because it's using new terminology, you have to look at the foundation of its government to establish whether it's a representation of heaven on the earth. And I would suggest that many are just reiterating governmental coverings of old apostolic orders. When we see the true forerunners of the new ways figuratively spying out the land beyond the veil, establishing the kingdom in heaven to be outworked on the earth, that is what God's calling the Joshua generation to do. sons taking their places of positions of government and authority seated in the heavenly places, a call to intimacy, restoration of fatherhood and sonship, revealing the father heart of God, deep calling to deep, experiencing God's heart for creation to reveal sons to answer its groan. The world picked up on this, and the whole ecological green movement essentially passed the church by. Primarily, there were a few prophetic voices, but we're responsible for this creation, not in the way that the world has done it, but in the way that sons are called to do it, raising up the mountain of the house of the Lord of Isaiah 2, where the hills, spheres of earthly government fails to have any answers to the world's problems in the midst of all the shakings that are taking place because of the way the world has chosen its own path. We are to rise up. We are to be the sons of God. We are to be those that are raised up into the mountain of the house of the Lord, so the mountain of the house of the Lord in us can be raised up and we can operate in governmental authority and power. Mountains representing the spheres of governmental authority and kingdom rulership, e.g. Mount Zion, the house of God, the place of his throne, where God's kingdom is residing. God is calling his people out of the wilderness, out from under the coverings of men, to live under an open heaven, just like Jacob, Elijah, Ezekiel, Enoch, Joseph, Daniel, Jesus, Paul, John, who all experienced living in that realm, to name a few. We are a house of God and a gateway of heaven and a mountain throne. Son, be an amplifier of heaven's sound. Let it resonate within you and emanate from you with the added impetus of your desire. Son, cultivate your desire for the Joshua generation. Feel my heart of compassion. Son, the valley of decision is being filled and multitudes are being drawn by heaven's sound to leave the old systems of men, but many have not yet embraced the new. Increase the volume of the call. Prepare and get ready to issue the challenge to the forerunners to get ready, both to reach out and receive. Send out the angelic gatherers into the highways and byways to reach those who are out from under the coverings of men. The sound of heaven must be focused to target specific objectives, both places and people, with love bombs of truth and revelation. Son, it's time to begin mobilizing the ordnance of heaven to be at the ready for action. I am releasing heaven's heavy artillery, so to speak, to soften up the targets with dreams, visions, and encounters that will shake their beliefs and break their false loyalties to systems of religion. Son, echo my voice. Release the sound that you carry. Breathe more deeply. Be filled with an increased flow and be the channel of glory. Arise, shine, the light has come. Son, I am about to lift the covers and the veils from you and your blueprint. Prepare for the stretching of your borders, first in your mind and then in your territories. God is calling us to expand. He's calling us to go beyond where we've been before. He's calling us to expand our tent pegs, to allow him to reconstruct and deconstruct our minds, to stretch us, to take us beyond where we've been. Let him lift the cover. Let him lift the veil from your eyes. Let him reveal you to the world. Let him reveal your blueprint. If you don't have a blueprint, go into heaven and ask for one. Ask for a blueprint to establish embassies of heaven on earth, ecclesia of operating under a new order. Prepare. Allow him to stretch your borders, to extend and expand so the kingdom of God can fill the earth. Let's establish it in heaven. Let's see it outworked on the earth. God's heart is for his people to come out from darkness into the light, come out from under the coverings of men, apostolic and prophetic systems limiting their ability to hear God for themselves. Come out from under it. Allow God to shake you, transform you, change you, take you to places you've never been before. Embrace the fire like you've never embraced it before. Allow him. Be proactive about it. Seek him. Pursue him. Let that powerful love of God that God has for each of us and for the world, let it impact us so that we can be demonstrators of that love, that kingdom. So again, I would encourage you to look into the Prince of Peace. Look into his eyes. Look into the very depth of who he is. Let him draw you into his heart. Let him unveil and reveal his heart for you. You know, I would encourage you to pursue going deeper, embracing who he really is, and just allow him and allow his life allow the truth to lead you in the right way. Unveil the truth so that we can truly become the sons of God, connected to who we really are. So I encourage you just to close your eyes and just allow Jesus. Just allow him to take you deeper, deeper and deeper into the Prince of Peace, deeper and deeper into him. Let him take you deeper into the Father. Let him unveil to you the truth. Let him take you beyond. Let him take you to the fire of the altar. Let him take you to that waterfall. And as you were to stand under that waterfall, allow the cascading colors and multifaceted, multicolored dimensions of God's love to cascade down over you. Standing under the power of that flow, let his love transform you. Let his power touch your heart, touch your mind, touch your soul, every gateway of your spirit, soul, and body. Let the power of that love's force flow over you, flow in you, flow through you. Let the power of that waterfall of God's love and desire for all of creation just cause you to be stirred, motivated, and passionate as a son of God. Stand under that waterfall and just allow him to cascade down over you.